evening. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and it is hot. It is hot outside, everybody. It's a heat wave. What an appropriate song to play. Anyways, happy beautiful summer. Happy beautiful Tuesday. It is Tuesday at 6 p.m., and we are here for another magical mix, another magical fun time here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Stay tuned. We got the guided meditation. What's planned? Nothing's planned. We're going to do some more vinyl, angel vinyl readings. Ah, so much fun. The shows are so much fun when we do this. It's a blast. I've been having so much fun over and over, just continuously doing this. Please stand by. I've got my angel cards. I have about to pass out. Wow, it's really hot. So anyway, I love you so much. Thank you for joining me here on this 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. I think, yes, we're going to be doing shamanic drumming. That's right. I got you. I got the plug. I got the shamanic plug on. I got my singing bowl. We're going to get whatever we can. Callers? Anyone? We're going to connect with spirit. We're going to make it abundant. We're going to make it abundantly clear. But anyways, with that, let's continue with our playlist and let's do the meditation. 611.
I don't need worries, so get off my ass.
Here we are, 6:11, right on the dot and ready for our guided meditation. So wherever you are in your life, in your world, in your day, if you're coming home, if you are walking, in traffic, cleaning, even meditating, outside meditating, how essential. Whatever floats your boat, just come on and tune in here with me. This is a healing right now for all of you folks. This is a healing for everybody right now. This is our time. Woo! We get this time to ourselves to connect back to who we are and remember who we are. There's so many things that go on in the world that we are constantly just inundated with. We are inundated with so many things of the 3D world. We're inundated of the 3D world that just doesn't exist within the real world that connects with spirit, that really is the core of what spirit is about. But that is to understand that that the 3D world does serve us. That's why we're here. We're here to be happy, to feel the pleasure, to make our dreams come true, to live the life of our dreams, to have it all, and to balance it. Not to dismiss the material world and the 3D world, but to come back to understand we have to come home sometimes, just as you have to come home to rest, to go to sleep when you're done with your day. You also have to come back to spirit world to connect and remember who you are. So this is your time. Take some deep nice deep inhales and exhales for me. Yes. Inhale and exhale. You are beautiful. You are beautiful as you are right now in this moment. You can feel the roots from your feet coming all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying so tight. Breathe in, breathe out. Exhale, inhale, exhale, out. In and out. Living your truth and living your dream, living your goals, living your passion. Here we're receiving everything that we need from the angels' love and the angels' beauty. Receptive and open to our highest, greatest form. What is it that the angels want to say? What is it that the angels want us to connect with? What is in our highest good? Where does this beauty lie? Within the heart of angelic spirit. We are loved, and we are absolutely beautiful. As we are loved and beautiful, the magic within never dies. The magic within always loves us. The magic within is here. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for making my light so bright, we say. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for helping me to shine and connect to you and helping me to remember who I am as I relax and I can disconnect from everyone and everything that doesn't serve us. As I can disconnect from everything that doesn't belong here. and our vibration is raised higher. We are filled with love and the angelic wholeness of the now. Feel the peace around you as wherever you are, we can picture that beautiful light that surrounds us. We picture beautiful as I have an angelic spirit and ascended master here with me. I have Kuan Yin. She comes forward. Kuan Yin comes forward with her divine feminine energy, reminding us to embrace the path within us that is connected to all beauty and spirituality. Let's come back to this place where we are no longer cut off from connecting with God, but we are connected fully with God. She shows us the gift of the violet flame, Saint Germain, and the gift to understand your truth and your true being and your well-being. Understanding your form as an art, understanding that your spirituality is an art, and that your art is love, and that your art is here. Your art is love, and your art is here, and you are playful in this, you're joyful in this, and you are surrounded by all the good that wants to come forward in this. You feel the beauty that springs forward from you giving your all, you giving your belief, and you giving your childlike essence, your childlike faith. And when we give our childlike faith, miracles begin to happen. That's what wants to happen in your life right now. Where is it in your life that needs healing? We allow this to come forward. What needs healing in your life? Feel it. Feel it on all levels. Let the love of God surround me. Let the love of God surround me. Let the love of God be here with me now. We feel that love of God and the infinite spirit connect with us right now in this moment, and we feel that as a part of us. You see, the connections have been made. The dots have been connected. The puzzle pieces is here, and it's lifted with this higher greatness of good and God that is magnificent. It's here right now within us, saying to ourselves, let this be the light. Let this be the light we have. And let it be good. Let the energy be good. So as we're letting this energy be good and we're letting the energy be beautiful and vibrant, we see with ourselves and we see within our understanding about what wants to come forward. What is the next best thing that wants to be a part of our life and connect? What is the next best decision? What is the next best move within our life, within our steps, within our alchemy? What is going on with our alchemy, our soul alchemy, and our connecting? Are you able to see an image? Are you able to see a vision of what it is that you want? In this vast universe, in this vast world of having enough, what is it? Out of all the choices and things to be a part of in this world, what is coming forward next for you to love and cherish and have? You can feel your vibration raise as you say to Infinite Spirit, thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me. You can feel the healing energy in the angelic realm come forth to you. Say thank you, Kuan Yin, and thank you, Saint Germain. And we can feel it come in. And as we feel it come in right now in this moment, feeling the vibration raise and feeling good. We live for the infinite now. Your angels are coming here to you. Your angels are here, blessing you and loving you, embracing you with their presence. And I ask all my angels to come forth, all my angels to come in, all my angels to be a part of my life right now. I love you, Infinite Spirit. I love you, God, and I love you, angels. Make yourself visible. Infinite Spirit, please make yourself visible to us. Help us to feel your almighty presence as we gain access to a higher being and a higher self and a higher way of living. Let us gain access to something so beautiful. And let us open up our eyes and open up our realm and our understanding and our being to the best that we could possibly be. Oh my goodness, what you feeling? What you feeling? I'm feeling good. That was good. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, angels. I love you so much. I love you. I love you all. We must step into this place of power. We must step into this place of remembering that help, service, love is always here for us. And it never, ever, it never holds itself back. There is an infinite amount of love in the unseen, the infinite amount of love in heaven, infinite amount of love with the angels, and they love us so much. But we've got to be open and we've got to believe in order to receive it, in order to be with them. Let's co-create with the spirit world and the material world here in the earth plane, here in the heavens. Oh, we're gonna have a phenomenal show. This is all about healing, and it's all about feeling good, and it's all about opening up your heart to a new dimension, to a new place, and to a new paradigm, and to it fully embracing it. Amen. Please stay tuned. Again, we're here till 8 p.m. lots more supernatural things happening, lots more supernatural talks, and lots more connecting the beautiful vibration of spirit. Amen. Let's put on some English beat to lighten up the mood. I'll be back. I love you. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
I confess I grew angry last. Don't sleep so tight. Cause I didn't care to let find out that one of them was mine. Night after night, time after time. Got too much of both types of whining. Still wasn't right, fight after fight. So get out of my life, get away from me, get away from that gun. No, it's not a joke, it's cards on the table time. And I could have phoned, I could have spoke, but I had to break the news without breaking your heart. Being dead don't hurt, no, only dying. Cut down the table time. Sometimes I try to say goodnight. Always searching for paradise. I'll admit that I'm good as blind, darling. I confess, yes, I blew it through lies. Didn't I care to?
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain of the truncheon thing. The ice age is coming. The sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected. The wheat is going in. Engines stop running. But I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. The imitation zone. Forget it, brother. You can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning, and I live by the river.
Nothing like some Clash to throw it in there. We had some Business. We got some English. We got a lot of English going on here. Good. The Clash, the Business. The English beat. So I told you I'd promise you I'd do some vinyl angel card pulling. And of course, lo and behold, I got some jazzy stuff. Where did it go? Hold on. Hey, hoozles, we are back. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin. I'm the Boston Medium. Okay, so this is... what is this called? Ow. I'm having trouble reading the vinyl.
David Sanctius
Forest of Feelings. Okay, David Sanctius, Forest of Feelings. So this album is very interesting. Like, this is like a progressive kind of like jazz album. And on the cover, there's clouds and then there's a rainbow. Of course, chakras. Okay, this message has to do with, let's pay attention to our chakras and aligning our chakras, the color of our chakras, connecting with our chakras and a reminding. So this is the angels reminding us about our chakras and aligning our chakras. And that's something we should definitely focus on, a message we can focus on this week about chakra alignment. Okay, so now there's clouds, okay, heaven, angels, angelic realm. So we're really diving in with this. So there's some interesting songs here. You know, we have, which is beautiful, we have, of course, Forest, further in the Forest of Feelings. Amazing. Crystal Image. Dixie, March of a Conditioned Soul, Civil War of the Soul. Interesting. This is so interesting, and I pulled this out, The Forest of Feelings. This is so, so cool. After a year of the road playing keyboard with Bruce Springsteen, David was approached by an Epic with the idea of a solo album. Okay, so this is the ex-keyboard for the Bruce Springsteen. This is so interesting. Oh, see? You learn something every day. You learn something every new when you do the angel vinyl pull. So there we go. We're going to listen to some of this music and see what is going on. And please stay tuned, because we're going to do the shamanic drumming along with this and the healing and the angel messages. But this is a treat. So the Forest of Feelings. Oh, my God. I don't know which one to play first. This is really exciting. I'm really excited about this. Okay, Dixie. Oh, I feel like I want to play the whole album. Oh my God, this is so exciting. All right, sit back, relax. You're in for a treat. Here we go with some esoteric stuff. Oh my goodness, this is so cool. Thank you.
Southern California, there's a weather.
Woohoo! You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin. I'm the boss medium. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here. You got into listening to that was just the Beach Boys When Girls Get Together. And before that, David Sanctius with Forest of Feelings. And before that, Dixie. That was from the Angel Card Vinyl Pull. So we're starting to understand the signs of where spirit's trying to bring us in. The connection is so clear. Aligning our chakras together. Aligning, being able to align our chakras, being able to see that this album cover had a rainbow on it with clouds. So let me refresh. And then the songs on it were Forest of Feelings. They had a song called Crystal Image. Further in the Forest of Feelings, March of Conditioned Souls and Civil War of the Soul. It's just amazing. So again, we're pulling vinyl that has strong messaging connected to spirit and the esoteric and what it wants to give us. And the fact that I just pulled these where it says crystal, image, all of these things that they have on it, where it's just like, out of all the vinyl in this whole studio, I'm pulling vinyl that has words like dreams, magic, vision, necromancy, crystals. It's crazy, but it's not. It's spirit letting us know they're here and that they have messages, and for us to continuously follow that, follow our higher guidance, because it's not about just Spirit giving us this stuff and it's like, okay, we'll do this A, B, and C. It's Spirit handing us over things that are in our highest self and our highest well-being, things that we've asked for, things that we're trying to understand.